a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is really washed up. Five more bricks.
Oh!
Five more bricks of cocaine.
Oh, the cocaine.
Worth almost $1 million. Could have done without the accent, mate. $1 million has been discovered, washed up on Sydney beaches.
Oh, no, hang on, it was four. It was definitely four bricks. Yeah. It was four, mate. Five? Did you hear five?
No.
It was four. No, it was four.
Six.
Hang on, now three.
Early Monday morning yesterday, two packages found by beachgoers, two. Just two. Yeah, no, definitely just two.
No, it's just two. What's that in your back pocket? No, that's my own brick. I bought that from home.
That's a different brick.
It's a house brick.
What's that in your pants? Mm. Oh, that's definitely a different brick. Mm. Freshwater Beach reported to lifeguards around 7:30 a.m. Are you telling lifeguards? Who are you telling?
Yeah, the lifeguards. Hey, this is a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
22-year-old guy.
Sydney kid. Yeah.
Who's like, oh, hey, we found this. Oh, don't you worry, sir. Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Yeah, appreciate One brick. One brick was being found. Three more bricks were discovered at nearby Curl Curl Beach, all wrapped in plastic and secured with tape.
I think it's just called Curl Beach.
No, it says Curl Curl.
Curl Curl. Curl Curl Beach.
The total weight of those two bricks that were found, definitely not three. Yeah. No, who said? Someone say three?
Did you say three? No.
It was 5 kilograms, which translates to a street value estimated over $900,000, assuming a sale price of $180,000 per kilo. Oh my God!
Yeah, but then don't you know? Don't they do something with that, and then they make it stretch further? I've seen underbelly before.
Yeah. At $180,000 per kilo, I mean, it's that or it's the red capsicum, isn't it, really, at the supermarket?
Yeah, exactly. Make your choice at the moment.
You can't have both, guys.
You cannot.
You can party or you can have pizza. What's it going to be?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I found out it's important to know your place in this big wide world.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little lesson in that on Saturday. I spent the day, just to paint the picture really quickly, Dodsy had taken the kids back to Stawell for the weekend, her hometown. It's probably the one weekend of the year there's a little bit happening in Stawell.
Yeah, it got rained out though, didn't it? Well, not quite.
They just got the gift in, which was great. But the whole weekend there's all the lead-up events and the horse races are on as well. There's a big carnival on.
Mm.
It's a great chance for her to catch up with all her Stawell friends. They all come back to the town for the weekend.
It's really
so
great.
You don't go along?
I usually do. We were talking about that.
You usually do the, 2-hour drive on Sunday morning and then drive back on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, pretty much. But this time, I actually took a day to myself, Log, and didn't go there.
Good.
And so Saturday after, because I'm working Friday, working Sunday, Saturday, I didn't go and I thought I'm going to get everything done around the house, everything that I wanted to do. So I mowed the lawns, did that many weeds and everything. I had to cut back, all that. Filled up a green bin plus about another giant pile of stuff. Really good day's work.
Good
Oiled the deck as well.
Hey.
Yep.
All right. Is that just because the house is empty and you just a little bit of Cameron time or you actually... Just checking.
No, that was so you not literally a euphemism, got,
okay,
Thomas.
Right, sorry. I had to ask.
So I put in a good day's work and I thought... Oh, God.
Yeah, you did.
What do I want to do? So I rang up a mate. Essendon playing St Kilda, 4:20 game.
What a game.
This is perfect, 4:20. That is my type of hour.
I said, sure.
Really?
You want to go down to the Great Western? We'll go and have a couple of pots. We'll watch the game of footy, and that way I can be home in bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Perfect day for me. So went down to the Western. I thought, there's the high drinking tables, they would fit three on each side versus the low actual dining tables. Mm. I've walked in. Now, the Western's just got that great old traditional front bar. Mm. People are having a punt, a couple are catching up. Obviously, they played golf or something that morning because you could tell they were dressing that sort of kit, having a few beers.
Yeah.
There's a high drinking table.
Mm.
Prime spot in front of one of the TVs that was about to show the footy. So I'm walking in there. It's about 4:15 here. So I'm 5 minutes before the game started. I got there earlier than my mates had got there. So I've went and propped up. Got myself in that lovely little schooner of Great Northern Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So proud of me.
Yeah. Nice.
Propped up, put it on a little coaster and just sat down. height, I'm thinking, this is gold. This is exactly what I was after. Good day's work at home.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit and watch a game of footy. Nice big, I thought, I'm looking around thinking, how have I ended up with this table?
You've
this
rolled is, into the Rockstar car park, gold. Essentially. Yeah.
Everyone's missed it.
About a minute later, a couple of old, you could just tell, old crew. Locals, regulars, decked out in the Saints gear.
Yeah.
And they're playing. Yes. And then St Kilda just wandered over and just kind of gave me that little awkward, like, sort of hover around. And then, like, are you staying there for the whole game?
Oh.
And I go, I was gonna watch the game. They're like, oh, no, that's all good. No, you stay there. I mean, we sit there every single week, but you stay there. And I'm like, okay, and I picked up my pot and I left.
Oh.
Hang on. It's got to be reserved.
No, but I think everyone just kind of in the whole pub. You know, locals at front bar pubs, they know certain spots, certain stools around the whole thing.
Yeah, but too bad. You got there first.
Yeah, well, I don't think it works like that.
But also, do they? Or have they just made it up? Like, oh, no, we do actually. Like, you're not checking, are you?
No.
Go look next week. If they're not there next week.
You know what? If they did that, it was a brilliant bluff because I did the walk of shame. Yeah. I picked up my pot by myself, walked to the very back of the pub and sat on one of those low dining tables.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, well, every now and then I can see the screen. It'll be fine. Just a little lesson about where I sat in the big scheme of things.
Stay humble.
Yep. Correct.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
A super famous pair of conjoined twins have revealed that they are married. Abby and Brittany, it was a TV show in 2012. About these conjoined twins, 8-episode season. They're now 34. They've been living private lives since that TV show. But they've since...
Oh, I thought, I was like, hang on a minute, how? No, I get what you mean, private from...
Not from each other. So they're in the public eye back when the TV show aired, and ever since they've been. So... they've just recently re-emerged into the spotlight. Marriage records were made public by the Today Show in the States, revealed fresh details that Abby, the left-side conjoined twin, has married Josh Bowling, a nurse and United States Army veteran. Now, the wedding happened in 2021, so we're about 3 years late, but they're sort of, as they say, they're living private lives. So they live in Minnesota, where they were born and raised.
Mm.
And everyone has questions.
Yeah.
Well, if I was Brittany, I'd have some questions too.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, one of the things we were talking about off air that surprised me, it's hard enough if you're two people joined together and, you know, one of them's married and you're kind of like...
Wait. So you're saying it's hard? Wait, go.
I'm saying. So just say me and you were joined at the hip, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then you're with Kalia, and I'm just like, oh god, this again. Yeah. You know, but it's a little bit different than what I thought.
Yeah.
Because you were telling me off air that.
So Abby and Brittany have essentially one body with two heads, right? So they are two heads, and from the waist down they are completely one person, but they have separate hearts.
Separate hearts. Wow.
And they,
is that where it...
Where they control their respective arm.
Okay. Oh. And but what about separate... do they have...
From the waist down, they are one person. There is one set of person.
So poor Brittany.
Is that waist down, though, is the chemical and neural signals connected to one particular brain?
I imagine it goes to both brains.
So you're just trying to relax on a Sunday, right? And you're like, God, I'm tired. I've had such a big week. And then all of a sudden, oh God, here we go again. Like, you put a curtain, but a curtain's not going to cover it, is it? And then the husband's touching you, but he's touching the wife. It's just, how does this work?
I mean, no book could keep you distracted that well.
Like, we're big Harry Potter fans. But even that...
Is that what we're talking, Tommy?
So the thing is, so legally, it has to be two people married. So it's him and Abby, right?
So, yeah, but
But so Brittany's not married to Josh.
What if Brittany wants to get married?
Then she can.
Okay, so she's going to go out on a Saturday night because she's single, yeah. Whereas the other one that's married is like, oh, I'm not interested. Well, yeah. I'm dragging you out.
Yeah, and Josh is going to be like a little bit of a, hey, no,
hey,
you're
you
not
can't
going
pick
out.
Up. That's my, yeah.
That's my neural pathway.
I've had enough of this conversation.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Pop, hey. All right, here we are. It's Tuesday. Time to play Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. Feels like it's been ages since we've played it, but it's only been a week, hasn't it?
Yes.
We didn't miss it last week or anything?
No, we didn't.
No, okay,
no, cool, and cool, you cool, still
cool,
hold
cool,
the
cool.
lead.
Cool.
I know that's what you're getting at.
Just checking. No, just checking. That is not what I'm actually getting at. It does feel like maybe just a four-day long weekend sort of makes everything last week seem like a long time ago.
Yes, you're right.
All right. How long ago, though? I mean, that's sort of the premise of the game, isn't it?
Yeah. Good one, Tom.
We're going to play a little bits of songs, cast our minds back through the mists of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song, because that'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper it's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Is everybody ready to play?
Got my pen. Let's do this.
Guess the year this morning. Question number one sounds like this.
Well, I mean, it's right there in the song.
Why did you get... Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you write that one down.
Why did you go, ugh?
Did I?
Yeah, you went, ugh. When you heard it, you're like,
ugh. Damn. No. Like, did I?
Yeah. I'm going to go back to the tape.
All right, I've got mine ready to do this.
That's hard. I don't know. I've had a guess.
All right, so have I. All right. 3, 2, 1.
1989.
Oh, 92.
Okay, here we go. That's fine. So 1984.
89.
89.
Oh,
and
I've
9.
Got 92. I've gone way late,
okay.
Haven't I?
The year was 1984.
Oh, how did I know that?
How did I know that? Wow, I didn't think it was that early.
No, you didn't. I did, though.
69, yes, 84. It's all confusing.
Okay.
Well done.
All right, let's go. Question number two. Your wheelhouse, mate.
This is it.
Make sure you get it right then. Somebody's got to beat Tom.
We've had a Loggy's reaction,
Oh, sorry. That's really hard.
Purple Rain. I mean, I would not have a clue, but I'm going to write something down anyway. Here we go. Everybody got something?
I'm going 1 year earlier. I've just changed and I might regret it.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1985. 5, 6, 9. Here we go.
The year was 1984.
Lingy. No, we all went over. Yeah. Okay, so it's still 1 point to me.
1 point.
All right, here we go. I'm still learning the rules of my own game. Here we go. Good question number three.
What a tune. Is all you have to do to make. One of the best things ever is watching Jimmy Fallon and Jack Black. Google them singing this song.
Yeah.
And they get right into it.
It's so funny.
Who does that? Is that
Extreme?
Oh, I thought it was Billy Joel.
No, you're not going to get me on songs that are that old.
Okay. Oh. So we've had, am I right? We've had two 1984s in a row, is that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to guess.
It was a long weekend.
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1992.
89. I just had to give it a go. Here we go.
The year was 1990.
Oh.
Oh.
I got one.
That's a lead.
Okay, yes. Good. All right.
I'll sit this one out so that you guys can have a tiebreaker.
So Tom won, me won.
Yeah. Tiebreaker.
Oh, tiebreaker. Here we go. Okay. I'll sit it out.
What year was this released?
But I know this one.
Who is this?
Well, that sounds like Snoop.
West Side.
I hope it's not Pete.
No, it wouldn't be. No, He is East Coast.
He's
on from the East side.
I know, because Tupac sang all about him.
Okay, so
I have no.
Okay, idea. I've had a guess, but I'm not in it. Right. And I just want to let you.
All right, okay, I've got something written down. Have you got something written down? Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1991. Oh, God, here we go. All right, let's find out.
The year was 1998.
Oh, I'll take it.
Oh, you got.
And I said 95, so it would have been.
Oh, you would have got a point too.
We would have been all.
And we would have had no questions left over, and we would have been
a draw tie.
Tommy's okay. Out to a lead. He's on 7, you're on 2, and I'm still stuck on 1. That was my chance.
That was quite a convoluted, I should say, yep. A round of guess the year. Oh, my God.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.